The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Cholin, Daf Mem Gimel Amit Aleph, a few lines from the bottom.
In the veshet of an animal, there's a hole and a scab formed over that seals the hole. It's not a crumb. It doesn't work to be machshed the behema. We'll see what this means. And this has a lot of relevance especially with today's veterinarian procedures. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that we mean that it developed a hole and it got covered over. Even if it's a thick stima, it's a thick seal, it doesn't last. The question the Prima Gadim raises is we mean that the scab doesn't last or the behemoth doesn't last. Okay. So Rashi goes on and says like this. Rashi says, all the hole in the kuvi, the treifis, the loy mahani lo steam the salka balachazman. All holes in treifis, it doesn't help if there's a seal on the hole that comes up later. Now, the question that strikes us immediately in our mind is, he means it doesn't work, meaning that the animal won't live properly, or he means from a halachic perspective it's insufficient. Okay, says Rashi, we know that when there's a hole in the lung, and the wall of the animal seals off the hole, it works, and so too by a covet, an amara that it works. Says Rashi, the stima may karahi. That stima, that seal, is something that's there from the beginning. It's not something that came later, and again, we'll try to see how the Rias Mefarshim understand this. Okay, now, there's many other questions also. Is this the Gemara saying this by a veshet? What about other animals? We'll see some of these questions. In Simin Lamed Vav, if Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says over there it's regarding a lung, Nikrav Ala Bekrum V'Nisam Trefa. If the lung developed a hole and its scab formed on it and sealed the hole, it's Trefa. Okay, so the Taz quotes Rashi, and he quotes our Rashi that even a thick seal doesn't help because it comes later, and it's not comparable to a lung because there it's a seal that was there from the beginning. And the Taz says like this, V'rotza loyma, b'shosh ha-nasa ha-nekev, tekev nasa ha-stima, loy b'chal nekev. Mash'en ken kan b'kum, sh'ala acha sh'nasa k'var nekev. That over there, by these other examples, like a hole in the lung, that is covered over by the wall of the animal, as soon as the neck formed, the seal was there. But in our case, the krum, this skib, only came at a later point. Now, the Prima Gadim in the Mishvah Tzais Dalit says that the way the Taz is quoting Rashi, it's difficult because, it seems, perhaps, that the concept is that once something is treifa, it can't become mutter. And even if the krum will not become undone, the issue is that it's already a treifa, and the reya, lung, that got sealed is different because it never was a treifa. He says, if that's a reading of it, so then why does Rashi need to say at the end, a filistima of any miskayemis? That sounds like the problem is it's going to come apart. So the Prima Gadim raises the objection to the way the Taz seems to be understanding Rashi, that we have two different concepts coming to play over here. We have one concept that it was once treifa, so remains treifa. We have another concept that it's not going to last. Why do we need these two different concepts? And he says it's possible to read it, that we don't mean, as we mentioned before, that we don't mean that the stima won't last, that the scab won't last, we mean that the animal won't last, but he feels that this reading of Rashi is a daichik. So again, the Taz, the way the Prima Gadim is reading the Taz, it seems to be two different concepts here, and why do we need it? One is that once a treifa, it remains a treifa. Secondly, that this is a seal that's not going to last. Now, just when we get back to our modern procedures, as Rabelski of Hashem Shulchan Levi and others point out, when we're dealing with procedures that we know list or stitches or whatever, if we read it one side of the argument that we see over here in the Taz that has to do with whether it lists, so perhaps one can make a case that a procedure that actually lists will be okay according to the Taz. But again, as we saw in the Prima Gadim, it's difficult to know how to read Rashi according to the Taz. Now, the Prima Gadim expresses that the Shach, Sifkat and Vav, avoids these issues. The Shach says like this, the Chol Nekuvei Treifus Loi Mahani Luhu Afilu Stima Mal Yusa. All holes of Treifus, even a good seal doesn't work. Unlike a Reya that is sealed off, and a Mara, because these are something that are the Meikara. So the Shach gives an explanation. As soon as the whole form, there was something that sealed it off. So the Shach seems to bring two different understandings over here. One is that as soon as the hole was formed, there was something sealing it, and the Drisha is because since this seal is something that's there from when the animal existed way back in the beginning. Now, Rabelski of Hashalom in the piece in Shulchan Halevi, it's on page Shin Samach Dalit, he raises the issue of when there's a organ that a hole would be an issue, and a veterinarian punctures it with a needle and sews it shut, so this hole was never exposed. He makes the argument that this meets the criteria of the Shach, that as soon as a hole was made, there's something to be seismic. A case can be made, a case can be argued, that perhaps this is something that falls into the difference between the two pshatim and the Shach, and the Prima Gadim clearly calls it two different pshatim. The first pshat is that miyad shanas hanekev miyad yeshav listam. And that perhaps would apply, as Rabelski is arguing. But then when he goes on and says, Zedrisha, Shasim hi mitchilis briyas ha-behema, one can make the argument that this doesn't meet this criteria, when it's the stitch. Now, the Tuashar, before we go into Tuashar, it's worth pointing out that the Prima Gadim over the Lama Vav, Sivkat and Vav on that Shach, says that we hold that in all instances that a hole is a problem, a krum doesn't work, not specifically by Reya Neveshet, and unlike the Ra'ah in Beit HaKabayis who holds otherwise, and it is important to note, as there are those who point out, it's not just the Ra'ah, it's the Itter and others, some of these Rishayim who perhaps the Prima Gadim didn't see, and also that the Shulchan Aruch never at least explicitly makes this point, the point that the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Rei and Veshet, he never explicitly says that Krum applies by Adei Varim, which is an important thing to keep in mind when dealing with procedures that are dealing with Adei Varim, like our issues with milk cows or with the South American cows. Now, the Torah Shar Simen Lamed Vav, if Vav in the similar Chadasha first, he says, a Reya that developed a hole and got shut off, got closed off, even if it's this thick, it's Trefa because it will come undone, the Seifa Lister. And when we have times like the Mara that we allow something to be Seisem, there it's Stuma with something that's never make her Liskaim. This is something that was not made to be miskayim. This is something that's not by design doesn't list. Now again, we need to understand his pshat, but perhaps we can argue that according to his pshat, if there are things that we do know actually list, so maybe they meet the cut. Okay, the Tuashar, in Sifkat and Yudalit, he says that the Shach says that Rashi means miyad shenes ha-nas ha-nek miyad yeshev listam. And he says that we don't need this because Rashi elsewhere in Daf Memches, in Maschal Enekrum, it seems to understand that Mishum Desim Al Yosef Loyhoi Oimid Miad Listem, that if it's a good seal, it would work, even if it's something that was for a moment opened, meaning this that the Shach seems to say that it always was sealed off. There never was a time it was opened is unnecessary, because Rashi seems to hold that if it's something it would really work, if it's a Sima Mal Yasa, so then, and it's Oimid, even if it wasn't going to automatically shut off on its own, it's still good if it's a good seal. And he said, so he seems to be understanding, at least the way he's reading the Drisha, that the idea is it's something that's oimei mekarlis kayim, and it would be allowed something to that even was took time till to seal it. And the distinction between something that's was there made current, something developed later, is not a distinction in Lumdus, it's a practical distinction that's not gonna list. And he says it for sure, this that Rashi says, the simi mekaruhu, he means not something that came machmas maka, which we'll see in a minute more what he possibly means.
The Kresi Uplesi in Simen Lamed Vav, in Plesi Siv Katan Dalid, quotes the Taz and the Shach, and he doesn't really draw a distinction between them. And he asks on them, that according to them, why did Rashi need to say that a Krum Machmas Maka doesn't list? Regardless, it's a problem because it already was a hole. And on the other side he asks, why do we need a Stima Meikara? If it's, we have a dyphen that lasts, so why do we need both of these criteria, similar to the Prima Gadim's taking issue with the Taz? So comes along the Kresi and says that it cannot be as the Taz and Shach understand. Why? Because we know, in the Gemara Daf Mem Ches, Shochan Aruch Simen Lamed Ches Sif Yud Ches, that when the wool of the animal seals off the lung, it needs to be sarach and savach. It needs to be a good, well-attached, adhesed seal. Yes, the crazy. According to them, the position of the Taz of the Shach, what is the help of Visavich Visarech? Before it actually was attached, it was a real hole, and the Sercha developed later. And says the Plesi, Mali Rega Echad, Ayyim Echad, Vishan Echad, Imkain Yesh Kan Nekev. Whether it's a day or a year or in any case, there was for a time a hole. Says the crazy. Well, before we go on to the Kresi, the Magian the Banim brings on the Maxik Bracha that says that the Kresi seemed to have missed the words of the Rashba. The Rashba, Mishmaras Habayis, says that really, even without the Sibuch, without being adhesed, it really was kosher. Just we're concerned that min hasafik, maybe this is a type of hole that wouldn't get sealed. And once it gets sealed, it sort of is a gilu milsel mafreya. But the crazy himself says, he goes on and says that, again, this question that according to Taz and Shach, what does it help that gets sealed off for a time it was a treifa? So rather it says the crazy that Rashi holds that the problem with the krumach is maka, that's not going to last, Hoyel of Aloya Lukrum Havai Ba'ilum, it never existed. Rakel de Makanis Hava Krum, and Milechas Hamakanis Hava. Kain Behevel Ba, Behevel Yelach. Ki Ainy Seider de Vikium Vesifelis Park. Says the Kresi, the real distinction between something that was always there and something that develops later is not that it was a time, a minute was a trefa, but simply something that is always there is going to last, and something that came later is something that doesn't tend to last. Comes along, well, before we end, it's important to mention the Prima Gadim's question in Simul Lamed Gimel, Seif Katan Dalit. The Prima Gadim has a chakira like this, that this that we find, but krumach masmaka, that's trefa, that it's because it's a simulach hazman. Is it that it won't last, or couldn't last even 1,000 years, and this that we say trefa in the chai is a simen?
Nafkimina Sefik Treif. Again, the Prima Gadim's question is like this. That we know often when we have a Sefik Treifa, so we say if it lives, it proves it wasn't the Treifa. So it says the Prima Gadim, that's only going to work if it doesn't develop a Krum. But once it gets a Krum, is the idea that a Krum does seal it up from a veterinary perspective, and it's actually going to live, but L'maisa HaLaloch, it's still a Treifa? Or we say that with a krum it won't list, and therefore if it the animal won't list, and therefore if it lived even with a krum, this could demonstrate, at least when we're dealing with a suffix, this could demonstrate that this was something that was never a trefa.
Now, just to end off, I want to go back to something raised early in the beginning, the iter in Shasheni Hilchashchit, and page Lamed Dalet says like this, Krum Shalom Achaz Machav Beveshet Eni Krum, Mesama, the Haimna Davka Berei Beveshet Eni Krum, of a Ba'alma Stima He. By other organs, a Krum that forms later is a Stima. In the Shar Chadash, a Perish and the Banim, he says that Rashi, Nafmem Gimel by us, and Duran says a chol nekuve treves halom mahanu lustima by all nekuve, and especially if we learn that because trefe nechaya, then certainly it should be by all. And he gives other references. He says, but the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam and the Tor sound like the Iter. He doesn't put the Shulchan Aruch on the list, so maybe I was mistaken what I said before. I don't remember for sure if the certain Shulchan Aruch addresses this explicitly. Okay, but he says that the Taras Habayis also doesn't bring this only by Veshet. The Tzarech Ini Meshul Tzarech Deizu L'Shem Kula. Tzarech Ian, if you could be Mitzarefit, and he also is Mitzayitiz Pardes, Simon Reish Yudzayin, who holds like the Iter, and this is something that the Paiskim discuss, and is something to keep in mind when we're dealing with other organs, perhaps it's another tier of that we have Rishayim who hold, then other organs, a Krum, that forms later is a Krum.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.